Am I doing this right?
How many snacks has he had today?
No, please do not eat the dog food.
I think he peed on the floor.
What do we make this kid for lunch today?
Can you say dada?
Can you say mama?
Will I ever sleep again? Welcome to Probably Okay Parenting.
We're back.
Oh, yeah. It's only been, what, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Three, maybe.
Stop me when I get there.
Yeah, all of the DFPs reaching out, constantly asking, where's the new app? We're sorry, you know, a lot going on. We're going to recap it all here.
And we hope that this won't reflect your iPad, I mean, excuse me, iTunes review of us, nor your Spotify review of
us. And I just need to say, like, everyone reaching out to me through either, like, direct message or some text, you know, can y'all comment on the posts on Instagram?
Oh, you're saying comment instead of...
Yeah, because we got to up the algo. And
what do you mean?
I think I say this every episode,
but... You want them on the comments to be like, yeah, wow, how come this podcast doesn't release week to week?
Or they could say like, where's the new app, y'all? Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Any comment
helps.
You want
that, good, bad, or otherwise.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they comment that, it just shows how much of a demand there is for this content.
What about when
it's not bad?
What about those comments where it's like, click here and you might win $1 million? You know what I'm talking about? How they always throw those on
Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
or promote it on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sure, why not?
I hate those. Oh, yeah, tag, you know, mom's got stuff or whatever, and you will post it to 10,000 people.
We don't want to know what that is. But the only people who like consistently actually comment are listener Amanda. Shout out. Thank you. Listener Adam, very reliable, recently told me that he like wants to f*** the dad from Coco Melon or something.
All right.
The
I don't
face
even
you're
know
making.
Who these people are, but
yes, you do.
Well, I know who listener Amanda is.
Yeah, you know listener Adam. He's a loyal listener. A Nashville friend.
Okay.
He wrote me a note that said basically like he agrees with you that Coco Melon sucks, except he thinks that the dad is really hot and the mom is like so hot.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. What dad
from
and
Coco
mom?
Melon.
There's a dad and mom.
This is inappropriate. All right. Yes.
Anyway,
it's a whole show.
I only know like clips of songs.
Okay, okay. Well, you got to watch more.
Anyway, no, I don't, because Coco Melon sucks, as we just said. Also, what about listener Samson Collective?
Okay, listener Samson Collective does every once in a while drop a multi-paragraph comment, and it's extremely
Those
appreciated.
Those are definitely by far our best comments.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true. Thank you. But everyone else, can you comment, please? Like, do one thing. I'm not going to be the person that's going to be like and subscribe and also hit that bell.
You kind
so
of
you
are
get
doing that.
The...
Also,
no,
not,
I'm not doing that.
In addition to redlining the audio on this,
I do want
to remind you that our child is also currently taking a nap. So,
okay.
You know, we don't need to wake him up.
Thank you for
process.
The reminder. And thank you to everyone for listening. And can you please comment?
Okay. Anyway, what is this podcast, by the way?
Hey, hey. Probably Okay Parenting, where we talk about all the ridiculous things that happen while we're parenting. Our child is, I think, almost 20 months old.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean you think?
Well, I don't know. I lose track. We talk about this every time. It's the most boring, repetitive thing ever. He's between a year and a half and two. That's all. That's
don't
really
start.
Important.
As if you're trying to play it cool, as if you don't know that he's 20 months almost.
Okay. Yeah. So cool. It's so cool to not know how old your child is. It's like so cool.
Anyway.
Okay. And we have so much to recap. And I'm sorry, we don't have a literature review this time. Sorry, everyone just turned it off because that's why they come to this podcast for the literature reviews. But we have a lot to recap. Baby's first international trip we got to talk about. We also have a new segment we're introducing this time that I think is going to be a fan favorite called...
I think it's going to be called Allison Talks Directly Into the Microphone for the entirety of the segment.
Gosh, I am.
Instead of talking over here.
Okay, like okay. I'm doing it. It's going to be called Sticky Sitch.
Sticky Sitch.
And yeah, after we're done recording, you have to come up with like a cool little jingle thing for that.
Oh, okay.
Or sound effect.
Something
no,
related.
Ew, that's gross.
Yeah, it's okay. Gonna be sticky.
All right, think about it later. And we have an interview. We interviewed one of our longtime DFPs.
You,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. I flew cross country to get this exclusive interview.
Audio, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll dive into that later. So before we start, do you want to just kick off our recap? Because we have a lot to recap.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with a 3 week recap.
Well, pick somewhere.
Great recap. 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 Recap.
Well, it's hard because you just alluded to a lot of things we're going to talk about.
Okay,
so
well, go for it.
I'll just say this. You, in this three-week span, in addition to us traveling out of the country, as we all know, well, not all of us, but those that listen to the pod, we unfortunately have to travel anytime we want to see any family member. So we traveled 1 week to see my family. Then literally the following week, you and our son went to Colorado to see other family. So it's just like, ooh, a lot of travel. Now that weekend I did stay home.
Yeah.
And ooh, it was very glorious and quiet.
3 days to yourself in the house. I can't imagine.
Okay, don't even start because you travel all the time and you travel by yourself.
Fine, without, but it's different to be in your own house alone.
You're right. No, I agree with that aspect. But yeah, the thing that, it's not a high-low weird, but I'm just saying like the kind of annoying thing about it, and this is just me complaining about good things, but like I never slept late. Like I need, you know, 6 weeks to like reset my routine so that I can
that
sleep late.
Happen.
I'm no kidding. Well, it will when he's like 19, but, it, yeah. So it was just like, I would go to sleep at like 10 or whatever, or even one night I remember like, okay, I'm going to go to bed early, like get a full night. I woke up at like 4:30, woke up at 5:00. Like I'm just so used to doing that.
I know, but maybe if you just didn't look at your phone when you wake up and just like turn over and
well,
go
how
back
do you
to
know
sleep?
What time it is?
Why do you gotta know?
I gotta go like, you know, I don't know, go outside and see what the wind direction is or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah, so I would say that was my recap. We'll call that a recap just because I feel like we're going to talk about so many aspects of, we don't have anything to talk about other than recap.
Right. So get us started.
Well, we went on a trip. You went on a trip. That's kind of all I remember. It's hard to remember these things. The other thing I'm going to say is mm-hmm. we are recording from Illinois. Oh my word. The weather in Illinois is, I'm just saying this because Allison's really irking lately about,
well,
she
like
cannot stand talking about the weather
Tom,
anymore.
Tom, Susan,
people.
And Harry you run into on the sidewalk, they have to tell you, oh, it is so nice out. Yeah, we know.
And especially when they say things like, oh man, I wish we could just have this weather forever. We'll move to Florida then.
Everybody says that. So not me going to make a good thing bad, like you said you just did, complaining about a good thing. Now yeah, it's my turn. Yes, it's beautiful outside. It's so nice, obviously, but that means playground season. And playgrounds are great, obviously, a lot of fun. But wow, it is hard and tiring to have a 1.5-year-old at a playground.
Oh, yeah.
And I think last season, you know, we're just kind of are having our first playground outings of the season this week. But last year, let's say we stopped going to the playground around October, you know, when it starts getting cold, it was way easier because he was so much smaller. Yeah. He would stay in like one little zone.
He would love just standing there and watching the other kids play.
Yes.
But
or
now,
just like maybe walking from like one little pillar to the other and
back and forth. Yeah.
That was fun. And so it was like pretty easy. You could even like sit down and chill a little bit.
Oh yeah. Well, those days are over.
Oh
my
gosh. It's so much work. I took him yesterday and I was just like blown away at how tired I was after.
Well, you took him to a very big, like
a mega
when
playground.
I say a big playground, I mean like a very tall structure. Even the one near our house, that's not a tall structure. I was at with him the other day. Mm-hmm. And man, it was tough. It's not like one of those huge ones. Like I could just monitor him and even like hold him wherever I needed to just from being on the ground. Like I didn't have to actually get on the structure with them.
Right.
But even that is so hard because you're having to like literally constantly be running back and forth around the thing.
Right. Like, oh, he could fall through this little opening and he doesn't realize and he wants to try everything.
And you know that how each of them has that one section? There's like slide on the other side, but then in between the slides, there's that stupid ass fireman's pole.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, it's like, first of all, what kid be doing this? It makes no sense.
Maybe
they're going
like
to fall 10 feet to their doom. I don't think so because it's on the small one. That's what I'm saying. It's like if a 10-year-old's
on
this
toddler
then,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
it's true.
Okay. I just want to say on that note, you're not wrong, obviously, about it being a lot of work, but there's two optimal times I have found to go to the playground each day.
Okay.
It's got to be both times. It's not optimal for any other family basically, but you have to go like 6:30 in the morning, like 7:00 in the morning. You got to go really early.
I don't think the amount of other kids there has any effect on how challenging it is.
Strong disagree. I'll tell you why. Because when there's a bunch of kids all running around and you're just the one adult standing on that thing, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It does make it hard to navigate, and also it's kind of like weird. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you weird. I'll do you one better on weird. Yesterday I was with him. I don't think I told you this. And we were just walking around playing, and this random kid came up, and I think he had to be like 6 or 7.
And he's like, will you be my mommy?
Basically, he goes, oh God. Hey, guys, to me specifically and our son, the floor is lava. The floor is lava. And I was like, okay. Ha, ha, ha. And then he was obsessed.
And he was like, saying, no, seriously, the floor is lava.
He was talking to me. You have to get him to safety, pointing to our son. You have to get him to safety. The floor is lava. And I kind of like, okay, we will. And then he runs away. And then he comes back 30 seconds later. I thought I told you, he said. You have to get him to safety.
Like helicopter inbound.
And I'm like, okay. So our son wanted to like walk up on the thing anyway. So I'm like, see, we're going up on the thing. And he's like, good. And then he came back later and said, the floor isn't lava anymore. I said, oh, good. Thank you. And then 30 seconds later, the floor is lava now. Get him up. Like really bossing me around. I don't know where this kid's parents are.
You were like, I will not be bullied on this playground.
I'm like, all right, guy. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, that's what's great about the playground or the library is just you never know what's going to happen. And it's just a mess of interesting people.
Right. And I was just flabbergasted at the energy not only that I was expelling by going up and down and up and down these structures and up on the slide and moving around and don't fall and da da da. The moms with the multiple kids at the playground.
Oh, I don't even know how you do that.
You, and sorry, I'm not trying to exclude any dads. I'm sure you do it too, but at this particular event,
the
a lot of moms.
The people with many children.
Yeah, but I'm going to do a special mom shout out. Sorry. A lot of moms at this event yesterday. I mean, just juggling the 2 or the 3 kids.
They were juggling the kids?
Really strong, yeah.
Wow.
And just, oh my word, watching them, it's like a form of higher art. Like they should get
it's like Cirque
awarded.
Du Soleil.
Yeah. It was really amazing to watch, and hats off to them.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't just constantly live in a state of like panic attack when you have multiple kids at the park at the
same
time.
Right, like a 3 and a 1-year-old.
Oh God. Or I'm thinking if you have like a 3, a 5, you know, if you got like a couple.
Somebody
I
that
know,
way.
That's what I'm saying.
Listener
it's like,
Caitlin,
bang!
I tell her every day, I don't know how she does it. She's like a goddess. Yeah,
she got way more mental fortitude than we do.
For sure. Anyway, let's roll it back for a minute. Let's just talk about a few details of traveling internationally with our child. So we were going on a family trip to celebrate our child's grandparents retiring. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting stuff.
We've never traveled internationally with our child before. I don't know when we will be again.
He is 1.5, so.
Right. For sure.
It's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy, but I'm just saying it probably will be a long while.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, we were kind of nervous because we had heard different things about, for example, the stroller checking situation. Let's talk about that because I didn't know anything about it. So normally when you gate check your stroller, you just give it to them when you get there. They put it on the flight. And then as soon as you walk off the plane, your stroller is right there waiting for you, right?
Right.
When we got to the Dominican Republic, that's where we went. Our stroller was nowhere to be found. It was very chaotic. We didn't really, like, we tried to ask people, but there's a little bit of a language barrier, and we were kind of like motioned to go over here, get in this customs line, go over here.
I agree. There was a slight language barrier, but it was more so that it was like customs agents.
Yes.
So they were just kind of like, I don't know, you figure it out,
yes.
Basically.
No one's trying to like sit down and have a long talk with you at customs. It's like, okay, go.
There was a separate line though, which was really
nice. Yes, yeah, separate line for families with 2 and under.
In our destination, not in
America. Well, I think
America.
I think actually a lot of American airports do have that, but O'Hare, where we fly back into in Chicago, is like notorious for not having that.
Sick.
Yeah. So anyway, that was nice. But basically, there was like a time, it was probably 30 to 40 minutes where we were just sitting there like, is our stroller just gone? We just didn't know where it was, where to look. And we like really pride ourselves on never checking bags.
We don't check.
Pretty elitist about the fact that we only do carry-on. We look down on anyone who checks bags. You're scum. So
Whoa. We
were just sitting there.
Damn.
And we're like, I don't know if the stroller's going to come out on like the conveyor belt with all the bags, with all these lesser people who have to wait for their bags. And it was kind of embarrassing, honestly. But we had to wait. And at the very end, the stroller came out. And then it was like, well, we probably should have just checked our bags at this rate.
And I don't really get how that works because like we gate checked it. So you would assume that they put it in last. So wouldn't it come out first?
You would think.
Or they were like, you know what? Let's literally throw this as far back. By the way, our stroller, man, we bought this beautiful stroller like 1.5 years ago or whatever. And the airlines have just fucked it up. I know. Beyond recognition.
I think we talked about that though.
I know. It just, every time we fly with it though, I'm just like, oh, I feel so bad for it because it's such a nice stroller. Sorry, and it's buddy. Getting hard to push now because like it's like starting to go off into another direction. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, well. And then on the way back, we were told, actually by another listener, dear listener Sarah, she had just done an international trip and she said, hey, heads up, when you land at O'Hare in Chicago after an international trip, your stroller is not going to be at the gate and you're going to have to walk. And it is a long walk to customs.
It's like football field's length, basically. Like,
multiple,
and
yes.
You're going up elevators and escalators and yes. All that stuff. So it was, anyway, so go on.
So we were preparing not to have the stroller, which
that may have been the end of our marriage if we didn't have a stroller.
Weighs 35 pounds. He's very heavy, plus the bags. And it's a long walk. And it's not like he's walking that whole way, just like
well, this was the end
going
of the trip
where we want.
Too.
Yeah, so we've just been on a long flight.
We're on a long flight.
So we were preparing for it, but luckily, for some reason, our stroller was there then. So that
Gods
was a pleasant
O'Hare,
surprise.
Yeah.
You just never know. I think that's the big moral. You never know. You got to plan for everything.
Yeah. And I do think at that point in time, though, if we hadn't had the stroller, that would have been very, very challenging. We might still be at the airport.
We probably would like still be there trying later. To get him like, okay, come on.
Yeah,
keep
please,
walking.
Please.
Okay. While we're on stroller topic, can I tell you a story that I hadn't told you yet?
Yeah. So one thing, just side note, that's funny. This is for the listeners is like, since we haven't recorded in like 2 or 3 weeks, you keep saying, oh, I have so much I have to tell you. I have so much I have to tell you. So,
right, but I'm waiting to do it on mic.
Some juicy stories.
Yes, because I was like, I want to wait till we're recording to tell you about it. So, as Brian mentioned earlier, I went on a trip this past weekend just by myself with our son.
Right.
To visit my mom, his grandmother, and also some dear friends who just welcomed another baby into their family. So, we got to visit with them, which was a lot of fun.
Popcom person.
Not Popcom. Person. DFP.
A Popcom.
A Popcom or DFP.
Popcomer.
So when I was coming back, okay, here's a story I needed to tell you. So obviously we've talked about this before, but one of our tried and true tricks of getting through security is they always ask, does your stroller come apart? And the trick is, yes, it comes apart, but it's just easier if you say, no, it's all just one piece.
Yeah. You basically just turn into like the world's you being like, meaning anyone who's doing this, it's our suggestion that you turn into a complete moron in that moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's one piece.
Yeah, I don't know how to take it apart.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. So, I don't like to lie. I don't call myself a liar, but I do think it makes it easier on us and honestly on the TSA person.
And
I think
that's why we exist, to make the TSA lives easier.
I think it's much easier for them if it doesn't come apart because then they just go, okay, it goes over here,
one
we check
thing
it
that
and
I
move on.
Really hate in particular about this experience, and this is something that like, I'm sorry, you just will have to literally argue with TSA every time you do it. So if you're not an argumentative person like we are, then this is a good chance for you to practice. They're going to be like, oh yeah, it has to go through the metal detector.
Bro.
Oh, that's what the story
is? You say what you're about
to
say.
Well, I was just going to say, every fucking time. They're like, yeah, well, sorry. I mean, it has to go through the metal detector. It's like, well, I know that this won't fit through the metal detector because I have flown with it 9,000 times. So we are not like, and they're always no it has to, no it will, no it won't. I know.
Right, and what normally happens, they put it up on the conveyor
belt. It doesn't go through, and then they they're annoyed basically, and then they more or less just throw the thing at you after they they do their own hands.
Screw you.
What is
they
it called?
Check it.
The wand. You
yes.
Know, and
okay.
Make sure that's
yes.
All good.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay. So this woman is like not trying to, obviously, I mean, you're a TSA agent. You got to like keep things moving. She's not trying to waste
she's
time.
She's not dilly dallying.
So she said to me, are you alone? Seeing that I had a toddler.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, yes. And then she said, does the stroller come apart? And I said, no, it's just one piece. And she looks at me like, you dumb bitch. And she literally reaches down very easily, click, click, unlatches, takes the seat off.
Hilarious.
So I'm just sitting there like, oh, would you look at that? That's just
like,
crazy.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
So she's kind of like annoyed with me at this point. Understandably so. Okay. Because she knows I'm trying to like pull something.
Well, okay. But to be fair, why ask the question? Like, why did she even ask if she knows?
That's a good point. I don't know. So anyway, then I'm just standing there kind of feeling stupid, but it
especially
is
since you have your arms full.
Yes. So then she puts the seat on the conveyor belt. It goes through. Then she starts to do exactly what you just said. She picks up the base of it.
Which, like, for listeners, if you, especially if you're not a parent listening, like, the wheels on this thing are huge.
Okay. Yes. So she puts it on there. Now, I realize that, like, my integrity is compromised because I just lied.
1,000%.
But I start saying, like, oh, you know what? Actually, it doesn't fit through there.
Oh, and she's like, ma'am, you're not flying today.
And she literally just rolls her eyes. And you know what she does next?
What?
She takes the wheels off. She starts taking the wheels off the stroller.
I didn't even, I'm now not lying. I really didn't know you could do that.
As I'm saying, like, oh, you know, like, thank you. But actually, I don't think, I know it doesn't fit through there. She literally just goes, zoop, zoop, zoop,
so
zoop,
she's
all
like,
four wheels.
Works for the manufacturer.
Off. So I'm just like, okay. So then
now
she
your
puts
integrity
the base
is really
of it. Now
compromised.
I'm just so stupid.
She's like, do you have any weed on you as well?
Yeah. So then she throws it through. And now these four separate wheels that, like you said, we've never taken off. I didn't know. She throws those through too. Now I'm at the bottom of the security line.
Please tell me she gives you just a bag of your stroller.
No bag. It just all comes through in separate parts. Yeah. Like, so the seat, I'm holding a 35-pound sack of potatoes. I have the base. I've got four wheels.
And
there's
son.
Like 10 million people swarming around and two bags. Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, I got to figure out how to put these. I got to reassemble this entire
store.
Yeah,
you're like pulling up a YouTube.
So, well, it's not that complicated, but yeah, I set him down and I'm like trying to watch him and make sure he doesn't run off.
And
while
that was
I'm
the
like,
last time we saw him 3 weeks ago.
Gathering all the parts of the stroller and I'm just feeling like such an idiot the whole time. And yeah.
That's honestly so annoying.
Yeah, but she was kind of trying to stick it to me a little bit. And also the fact that the first thing she asked me was, are you alone?
So why did she ask that then?
No clue.
I don't get that at all. Are you alone? No. Then what?
Like, well, how if would she that said no, changed? Then it's like, oh, okay. Well, then maybe the person you're traveling with could disassemble the stroller. Maybe she meant like, I guess I have to disassemble the stroller because you're alone and you're holding a child.
Damn.
But
so
I'm not going to reassemble it though.
Let me ask this now. Did you take a picture and study it so that we can avoid that lady next time we go to travel? Because I'm not taking apart the whole freaking thing. And then, so you put it all back together?
Yeah. What was my choice?
I mean, I've used that stroller and I didn't know that notice. So
it's fine. It wasn't that big of a deal. I just didn't even know.
It's so annoying though. Yeah. Ugh, traveling.
Yeah. So then the only other notes I have, I guess, as long as we're on this now, is like, let me ask you, if you're traveling alone with him, would you pick an aisle or a window? I'm just assuming you wouldn't pick a middle, but if
yeah, I would
wrong,
definitely pick
me.
A middle. Yeah. I would say captain's chair. I'll just fly the plane.
And he's on your lap, by the way.
I think you got to go aisle.
Yeah. What's hard about that is like, if he does fall asleep and then like the person in the middle is like, oh, I have to use the bathroom. I have to kill them. I have no other choice. But be like,
yeah, you're like,
you
got to
pee your pants
pee
or I'm
going
to decapitate you. Sorry. Yeah. There's no option.
You ask the flight attendant for like a bedpan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tough for
it
sure.
Tough.
I mean, probably the problem is the opposite is true. So
if
like,
I have to
if
get out to change
his
diaper.
Window,
yeah.
And then like the other people are sleeping.
Yep.
So probably just all things considered, most people don't realize, you included until a few short weeks ago, that you can actually lift the arm even though you're in the aisle. Like, you, like let's say you're sitting.
I don't know if that's true on all planes. I know you say it is, but I don't think it's true on all
this
planes.
Is a good question for listener Sarah's husband to help us with.
Oh, yes. Listener
do
Sarah's
all,
husband.
I'm sure his extensive training definitely includes, do all
commercial
airlines, the aisle armrest go up?
Listener Dan, or not listener, let's be honest.
Definitely not listener.
Spouse of listener.
Listener adjacent.
Know. Yeah, listener adjacent Dan, let us know, please. All right, so other notes is like, it's so nice on United that you can board first if you are traveling
not
with a child
by
under
United,
two.
But I wish we were sponsored by United.
Maybe one day if our listeners would freaking comment on our Instagram.
I don't think that it's their fault, but I am seeking a United sponsorship. Anyway, that's another story. All right,
okay.
Go on.
So
that's for our nonprofit
it's very
sponsorship
nice.
Podcast.
We've talked about the differences between Southwest and United. United lets you board early, like one of the first people. You're right after like veterans and people with disabilities. If you have a child under two. Okay, that's nice. However,
though you do sometimes like to cut the veterans.
That was an accident.
With a knife.
I feel like it's maybe not always the move because this time it was a giant flight. You know, one of those planes where it's like four giant sections. There's like hundreds and hundreds of people on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those.
Weird. So from Chicago to Denver.
Yeah.
That's strange.
I don't know. So we got on basically first, or, you know, we were like the fifth or sixth people on there. And then it was like 40 minutes to get everyone else on. So in that 40 minutes, I mean, he mostly had to sit still. Like, he could walk a little bit because there wasn't too many people in our aisle, but I had to start burning through snacks and like plane toys, and we hadn't even taken off yet. So then I was thinking maybe boarding last is the move. The problem is then you like lose out on the space, you know, the overhead space or whatever, but maybe then he can walk around the airport more and like get more energy out.
There's no good answer there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a good answer. Honestly, it's probably like boarding in the middle is the best.
Right. You know, it's not great. And then the last thing I'm going to say about traveling
flying with him by myself, if our listeners would actually comment, then,
yeah,
maybe
then
we could fly private.
Get a PJ. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Sponsored by United.
Dream big, babe. So the only other thing until we get to Isla Weird, and I have one more story I have been holding back from sharing with you, is just that like flying in and out of Denver, there's always a lot of turbulence because you're in the mountains. It's like altitude change. Right. It's just winds, you know, there's always turbulence, and I hate violent turbulence. I think a lot of people do.
Oh,
but I really hate it.
Not like you do.
Yeah. Basically have
you
like
start
a panic
like
attack.
Shrieking and having panic.
I don't shriek.
You have, I have been in the plane with you where you have been like, you
okay,
turn
that's
into
not
like
a shriek.
Anime character for
yes.
a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, pretty much. So the one thing that's nice about traveling with our child is that I'm like kind of internally freaking out because there's bad turbulence. He thinks.
Oh, he loves it.
It's basically like someone throwing him up in the
air.
Yeah,
he loves it. And
he
is cracking up. The more you freak out, the more he thinks
well,
it's
hilarious.
Well,
I wasn't freaking
out
on the outside because I didn't want to scare him.
Not true, I'm sure. But
no, it was true. I was
been
holding
on the plane
it together.
With you where it's the three of us and there's turbulence and you're freaking out and like, ooh. He's laughing hysterically right. at the turbulence and your reaction to
it. So it kind of brought some levity to the turbulent situation.
Okay. Now, in keeping with the, you know, all I've heard is, oh, you have all these great juicy stories for me.
Uh-huh.
Part of your reason for flying to Denver, in addition to seeing your mom, was really to get this exclusive first look interview.
That's true. We're going to play this amazing little intro that you're going to come up with right here. And then we're going to cut to my interview with her. And I will just say that I was trying to play it off that like, she was just one of our rando listeners that we don't know. Cause we have thousands of those, but
thousands.
She kind of blew up my spot real early to like tell everyone that we actually know each other. So
wait, oh, so you were trying to present it as if this was actually a guest and turns out it's actually just like one of your best friends for the last 15 years.
Yeah, but it is a guest. But she also happens to be, yes.
That's what I mean.
I was trying to like make it like, oh my God, our podcast is global. We have all of these randos and this person that we just don't know at all has this situation that she wants our help with.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I
but you'll
like
see
that.
She blows up my spot pretty early
this
and I didn't stop her.
This is a good call-in type segment.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Like,
so maybe we will get some randos.
For those of you that are in a sticky sitch, you could like call in somewhere. Maybe we'll set that up.
Or then, like write to us on Instagram. We'll arrange it.
I think a phone call would be good though, because then we can play like the voicemail and be
ooh,
like, what do
I
you
like
think
it.
About yada yada.
I like it. I like it. Okay. So we're going to cut to that now.
Sticky sitch.
Okay. I'm so excited to introduce a new segment to the pod called Sticky Sitch. And in this segment, we're going to interview various parents around the world, all of our DFPs. And, you know, everybody has like a sticky situation that they found themselves in the world of parenting, where like they didn't quite know what to do, how to get out of it, what's the right course of action. And we think it's fun to listen to people talk about them and give our uninvited take. So today, I am so thrilled to introduce one of our most loyal DFPs. In fact, I think she was, actually, I know she was the one who coined the term DFP, and she's been one of our most loyal listeners from the beginning, listener Heather, and she's going to share with us our first inaugural Sticky Sitch.
Thanks, Allison. I like to think of myself as the OG DFP.
Okay, I like it.
If I may. Yeah, no, I'm very excited about this segment. I love the podcast.
Thank you.
I never miss an episode, so thank you guys for what you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome.
So just introducing myself a little bit.
Please.
Yeah, so I've known Allison for 11?
No, like 16.
16 17. Years. Oh my God. I'm one of those 11. People that's like, you know, 2000, the year 2000 was like,
yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how is that possible?
No, so, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. Allison and I were roommates in college for all 4 years. And I obviously got to know Brian through that as well.
Yeah.
And I'm a mom of two. A three-year-old and a half months ago. Yeah. A 3 year old and a soon to be 4 month old. So, for the sake of the podcast today in the Sticky Sitch segment, I'm going to call the child I'm going to be talking about, Lemon. That's her nickname.
Your daughter.
Yes.
Okay,
so should I just like dive in? Is that what we're thinking?
I would love you to dive in and just kind of set the scene and explain. And I think everybody will agree, this is definitely hairy.
Yes, I think so too. Okay, so here's the setup, guys.
Okay.
So as we all do, I was taking Lemon to the library. Okay. You know, just trying to burn some energy on a lovely, wintry, snowy weekend.
Love the library.
Yes.
For that.
And so we got there and we happened to see one of her classmates, which I'm going to, someone she goes to preschool with.
Okay.
Who I'm going to call B.
Okay.
Just for the sake of.
B.
B was there. Lemon automatically recognized the B. They're playing. It's great. I'm having a great time. So I know that B has a nanny who was also there at the library that day. We made eye contact. It was great. And we just kind of went about our way.
Okay. So just to be clear, B's parents were not there. B was there with the nanny?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Got
so
it.
B's there with the nanny. Nanny's there in the like play area of the library. We have such a great library that there's a play area in the library.
Love it.
Cool.
Yes.
So Lemon and I go up to the second floor because we have a little ritual. We like read books. We don't actually read books. I basically just try to wrestle her the whole time. But, you know, I'm really trying to instill some book recommendations. See my profile on Goodreads if you want to, you know, really get in depth in what I feel about books. Anyway, Lemon mentions she wants to go back downstairs to play with B.
Okay.
We begin that journey. We walk downstairs. And I see the nanny by the play area, but not B. He's not there.
Okay.
And at the time, it didn't really register anything with me. I wasn't really concerned about it. I was just like, okay, B's not here. Okay, Lemon, we have to go play in this other area. But I did notice kind of like in my peripheral, if you will, that the nanny, which I don't know this person's name or else I would, you know,
put her on blast.
Well, no.
If anybody knows Natasha, fire her.
But I would actually like, you know, I'm not trying to just be like the nanny.
Whatever. I got you. She's more than her profession.
Right, exactly. But I just don't know her name at all.
Okay.
So I saw.
What was she doing? What was the nanny doing?
The nanny was sitting in like a very cozy chair on her phone, you know, as we all do. So
of
I mean, like, I saw that. I didn't see B. I was just like, whatever, about to live my life. Let me go push some cars around with my child. Anyway, so about, you know, 15 to 20 minutes later, a disgruntled librarian escorts B downstairs to the nanny, which is who is very close to me. So I heard this whole conversation.
Okay.
So the librarian is clearly kind of grumpy and is like, hey, we saw B wandering around the second floor, which is not the same floor we're on, to be clear.
Okay.
B was wandering around the second floor and, you know, we wanted to bring him back down here to you. And the nanny she was clearly caught off guard, didn't realize. I can't say for sure that she didn't know, but you could tell she was like, oh, like kind of embarrassed. And so she kind of like said something like, oh, I was looking for this book, or I can't remember exactly what she said. And the librarian was like, well, we're just glad he's safe. And so it was just kind of awkward, you know, and I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever. But here's the sticky sitch part.
Tell us. So just to review, in case anybody got lost along the way, just, I want to make sure I'm clear. B is 3 years old.
Yes.
And he was wandering on a separate floor from his nanny for 15 to 20 minutes.
Yes.
While his nanny looked at her phone scrolling TikTok to watch videos of Taylor Swift. And can you blame her, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she was doing on her phone.
Right.
But,
and then the librarian brought, okay. So yeah. You witnessed all this. Good.
Yeah. And okay. Like I said, it wasn't like I you know, went down there and I was like, oh my God, I don't see B, but I see the nanny. Let the clock start. Like, what's right. going on? It just right. happened to all kind of unfold in a way that I happened to notice. And you could tell the librarian whenever he escorted B downstairs was like, hey, like, we caught this child wandering around
it's
the second
not
floor.
Not okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And just to also be clear, like, the library that we have in our town, you know, it has automatic doors that open up to a busy street. Like, I mean, there's just a lot of, like, anyway, I don't have to count the ways that this could have been dangerous, whatever.
Yes.
So here's the sticky sitch, because I know B's mom.
Okay.
Like, well, I wouldn't say I know her well. I don't know her well at all. But I know her. Like, I've seen her at, you know, the random birthday parties. And,
yeah.
And actually, you know, we've texted a couple of times about, like, RSVPing to birthday parties and stuff.
Okay, so you have her number.
I have her number.
Okay.
Yeah. And the question becomes, do I tell B's mom about this? And I've spoken, so, and it gets even a bit stickier.
Ooh,
if you will.
I will.
Because, so obviously I was like, okay, should I tell B's mom? Ran it past my husband. You know, we're both kind of like, ooh, like, we like to mind our business kind of thing. But
yeah.
Also, if we had someone watching our child and this event happened, we would want to know.
Right.
I ran it past my, probably okay parenting crew, and, you know, kind of got some input there. But I also am friends with another mom. I'm good friends with another mom in this preschool circle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And good enough friends. And this person's a good friend of mine and just a very kind person. So I mentioned the situation to her. And she felt very strongly that I should tell B's mom.
Okay.
And then to further complicate it, now that I've been doing preschool drop-off, I see the nanny all of the time.
Oh.
I mean, she's constantly doing drop-off,
okay.
constantly doing pickup. So I don't know if B's mom doesn't, because Allison, when I brought this up to you, you were saying you wouldn't necessarily fire a nanny over this if it was a great nanny.
Right. Yeah. It depends.
And so it's like, so. Well, if she knows I tattled on her.
That is awkward.
And then
yes.
I'm going to have to see her every day for like the next year or
right,
two.
Right. Because she could be like, somebody, I'm not going to say who, saw you at the library neglecting my child.
Right.
Well, the nanny saw you too.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. She definitely saw me because
yeah.
I was like, I had a moment where I was like, hey, like, I'm willing to talk if you're willing to talk. And she didn't want to talk. So
uh-huh.
I was like, that's fine. Like, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But I kind of like made eyes at her, if you will, to be like, oh, you know, do we want to hang out? No. Okay, fine. I'm making all of my life.
Yes. Oh, I know that feeling all too well.
And so now it's like, I don't know what to do. And I don't.
So you haven't told her yet?
No. Well, but I am going to see her at a birthday party
okay.
in a week.
I don't know if that's like birthday party fodder.
Well, exactly. So then how do I even tell her? Do I text her and be like, hey, B's
yeah,
mom.
I
we
know.
Never text other than for me to tell you I'm coming to B's birthday party, but
right.
let me drop some pretty serious stuff.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to hear what your listeners have to say.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure after we play this interview, when I'm back home recording with Brian, he'll probably have a few words.
Oh, I would love to hear Brian's feelings.
Yeah, I think you will. I think you will. So,
yeah.
Okay, so did this other friend, the mutual friend, give you a timeline? Like, if you don't tell her by Hanukkah, I will, or something?
No. We didn't discuss that. So now I'm like, I don't know. Like, am I this, like, bad person? Or, like, if something really tragic does end up happening to be because of the nanny, like,
yeah.
I don't know. But also, am I just, like, should I just, like, calm down and mind my business? Like, is 20 minutes wandering around the second floor of the library? Like, I mean, I wouldn't want that. But is it truly the end of the world? I don't know. I'd really love to hear what the world has to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I think you probably... It sounds like you're going to end up telling her, which is probably the right thing to do.
What would you want someone to do?
Yeah, I would definitely want someone to tell me. And I don't... I wouldn't fire a nanny over the... Or a babysitter.
You wouldn't? See, I feel like I might... I would consider it, yeah. Because it's like if they would not... For 20 minutes? That's a
right.
long time. For a three-year-old?
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. It depends on so many other factors.
Yeah.
I have a feeling my co-parent would fire a babysitter over it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, especially like libraries, like where I don't know.
It's just, right, you don't know who's there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I love libraries. Clearly, I'm not trying to be like the cesspool of humanity.
Right.
Libraries.
But. Yeah, so it'll be great to hear listeners' take.
Yeah. No, please write in. Tell me what I should
tell
do.
Tell listener we have a week. What so. She should do.
Like a week and a half. Like in
oh,
April.
Till the birthday party.
Yeah, to the birthday party. And that's when it would be my go time. Because, well, that's
yeah, the, it's
that's
like, oh, hey, thing. While I'm seeing you, I wanted to mention like
well,
that.
I feel like I want to do it in person because I don't want to be like, texting would just be weird. And also, she could then show the nanny my text message. Which I just don't.
You don't want written receipts.
Well, and I did actually confirm because at first I was like, I need to make sure that this is an actual nanny.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it's just like her sister or something,
that'd
like,
be awkward.
That's awkward to be like, hey, like, I noticed, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But I did confirm from our mutual friend that this is a nanny.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just, it's interesting. I'm not sure what to do. So
maybe we'll get some engagement from our listeners for once. Yeah. And they'll comment and let us know what listener Heather should do.
Yeah. I would really appreciate it. So please let me know.
Well, thanks, listener Heather.
Thank you.
This is a joy, and I hope other listeners are inspired to write in about their sticky sitches.
That is a doozy. Now, I'll just say I'm glad that we also have some loyal lawyer listeners. You know, feel free to provide your feedback on this.
Do you think this is a legal issue?
Well, it could be. It certainly could be. Like, imagine if... Not in this particular situation, but let's just say something bad happened. I don't know what that means.
To
something
the child,
bad.
To
yeah,
be,
yeah. Like yeah. You know, our loyal listener had saw something beyond just the babysitter not being right there or whatever, right?
Like the nanny.
Sure. It was, you know, the kid something. I don't even want to make something up, but okay. That could be a kind of weird situation because then it's like who's responsible and like you're aware of like a context and narrative perhaps of what occurred that might be contradictory to what the
nanny
caregivers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's then like we'd have to,
we might get subpoenaed for this podcast.
Oh yeah. Like if somebody randomly comes up to us and they're going to be like, oh, hey, are you Allison by any chance? Yeah. You've been served.
No, but maybe this will be submitted into evidence. Anyway. All right. Let's hope it doesn't go there. So what do you think? Should Heather talk to Bee's mom and tattle?
Okay, let's
or
just
should she stay
let's
in
go
her lane
a couple steps
and mind
down.
Her own.
Let's go a couple steps down and obviously I'm just saying, let's say this happened to us. And we're the parents, right? So she comes to us and says, "Hey, you know, I saw you know this person and your son at the library or whatever and
yeah.
you know, she was gone or slash on her phone whatever and,
yeah.
and the kid was walking off." What do you say now to your child care person? You say, hey, you know, I have eyes everywhere in this town. You know, like, what do you say?
Yeah. I mean, it totally depends on, like, your relationship with the caregiver, nanny, whatever you want to call it, before this, you know?
How so?
Because if this is somebody who's been working for your family for years and you have a good relationship, it might be a little more comfortable to be like, hey, you know what? A friend of ours mentioned she saw you. Now, the awkward part is...
Just keep going, though, with what you're saying, because that's not... I don't agree with you at all.
A friend of ours mentioned she saw you at the library and she wasn't sure if you had eyes on B the whole time or she mentioned that she felt like he was kind of wandering off. And I just want to be clear that... When you're out with him, like I'd love to make sure you have.
You're talking such a big.
You're right.
Game.
I would never say this. It'd be
like,
too scary.
As if you would ever say, and what you're saying is like, oh yeah, if we knew this person for 20 years,
with
no.
the child's three, so it's that would be unlikely.
It's the opposite, I think. If you had someone that was there for like 3 weeks, you would just be like, okay, I'm just not going to use this person anymore.
Oh,
but then it's also you know obviously,
you would fire them over this.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it takes way less for me to even think about firing someone. You know, it's like, oh, I think I saw them like cough one time. I think we should probably fire them. I mean, look, I'm not obviously trying to lessen listener Heath's truth here or anything like that. I'm just saying if you've been with someone for like 15, 20 years, right, I'm just making that.
Well, the child's three, so it's unlikely
know,
that she's been their nanny
know,
for
let's
15
just say,
years.
Let's say you have a couple of kids, whatever. You've known them for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Like you really know them.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that that is the situation, but I'm just saying based on what you're saying.
Right.
you know, there's just no good outcome there. Because then the person understandably is going to be defensive and be like, oh, no, what are you talking about? Or like, you know, they're going to be going to be like, yeah, sorry, I was on TikTok and I lost your son. Like,
you know, Taylor Swift, she just started this new tour, the Eras. I have to watch every clip.
I was shopping for a dress for the new Eras tour. So I guess it's just there's no good situation. So that's what I'm saying. And you're going to fire them? No. But, you know, I don't know what the situation is.
It's also awkward because it's obvious that it's Heather. So now she's going to see Heather sees her every day.
Because she was like, hey, girl.
Exactly. They saw each other. Yeah.
It is awkward, but that's less. It's not a good situation.
It's uncomfortable all around. But we need to know, Brian, what should Heather do? Stop beating around the bush and just tell us what
that
should
is
you do.
What's great about these sticky situations, because we don't know. Okay, so definitely a sticky sitch for sure.
I'm gonna say
that she should.
I think she's got to tell her. I'm going to tell her.
I'll just say this. I'm going to tell you this. How well does she know the mom?
Not that well, as you heard in the interview.
When we say not that well, I mean like.
She went to the child's birthday party. That's it.
Yeah, but I feel like that, and you know her a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my God, you are such a staller.
You know what? This is a sticky
sitch. It's a little bit of a sticky sitch. So are you just saying
I'm in a sticky sitch.
Good luck, Heath. We don't know.
I'm saying
maybe our listeners can comment and let us know what she should do.
I think that minimally listeners, you know, I look forward to hearing your opinion about this, but I think you got to tell the mom. I think you just got to be like, this is so awkward. Like, I hate to even tell you this. But
every
like,
mom understands. And just say, you know, if it were me, I knew I would want to know. So I just observed this at the library, you know, do with it what you will.
And you can say like, I have no idea about context or like, you know, anything like that. I'm just saying Sue Ann was on her fucking TikTok and this kid was getting, you know, he was walking into the bathroom with somebody, you know, I mean, or who knows what's going on.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a tough sitch. You got to tell the parent.
Yeah. I think
only
so
because treat people the way you want to be treated. Like, I would want to know.
Right.
Now, what that parent does as a result of that, it's not.
Well, that's her
problem.
That's
what I was going to say. It has nothing to do with listener Heath. Like, if this woman gets fired or whatever, you know, might not be a bad idea for you to walk around with some mace or something. But, you know, other than that, no, I don't know. Tough sitch. Listeners, what do you all think?
Should
she tell the mom or should she not? Or, okay, I'll just for the sake of just coming up with another option.
Okay.
She could be, she could like go up to the caregiver.
Oh gosh. Confront the nanny. Hey, I saw what you did at the library 2 weeks ago. I'm going to tell her.
Well, no, I'm saying like, if it's like a recurring thing.
It's not. She saw her one time.
I know, but I'm saying you said that she sees her
at
like
school drop off.
Right. But she'll probably see her again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's say she sees her again in this context and that's happening
again.
Okay, but
it's going to be in 3 months. When she finally tells the mom's going to be like, where have you been for 3 years? B's going to be graduating high school and Heather's going to be like, hey, I just want to let you know about.
No, it's going to be the B's not graduating high school because this happened to him.
Oh gosh, this is dark.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right. We can't spend any more time on this.
Fine. Fair enough. But anyway, yes. Thank you for the sticky sitch. I love this segment. This is a great segment it's all just hot button issues. You
right.
know?
So if you have a sticky sitch, listener, write in, but more importantly, write in and tell listener Heath what she should do.
Yeah. We look forward to hearing your responses. Okay.
All right. High, low, weird.
Hit
Let's
us with
go.
A high, a low, and a weird.
High.
Low.
Weird. Listen,
start us with your weird.
Great. I'm so glad you asked because this is my second story I was holding back from
Yay.
You. Okay. So traveling alone with our child, we get to the airport. We have probably about an hour until we board because, you know, you always got to get there early. You don't know. Lines, baby. It takes
yada,
a while.
Yada.
Okay. So we're not at our gate because it's very crowded. We walk down a few and there's like an gate with no one because there's probably not a flight taking off there for like a few hours. So he's climbing up and down on the chairs and we're just like hanging out there and whatever.
Just killing time.
Yeah. And then I'm looking ahead at him and I see him kind of like smiling and making like a little shy face at somebody like across the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Okay.
I don't like that this is your weird.
Yep.
Oh God.
And so then I look and it's like an older gentleman that he's making these like smiley faces.
This is never a good
And the guy is smiling back, which is common when you see our, you know, excessively adorable child, you're going to smile back. So he's like smiling. Then our son starts playing peekaboo with him, you know, covering his eyes and opening. And then the older gentleman is laughing. Then our son starts lifting up his shirt, like just his belly at first and then putting it down really fast and laughing. Then he starts doing it all the way up, like using his shirt to cover his face so that like his whole chest is exposed. He's flashing this guy and then putting it down and laughing. So our son is like having such a great time and it's funny. You know, he's laughing. It's cute. He's lifting his shirt up, putting it down, lifting his shirt.
And compared to what his temperament is normally like in the airport.
Yeah, it was all happy. So I'm kind of laughing, but it's like weird because like how much am I supposed to be making eye contact with this older gentleman who's now being flashed by my child?
That is also just a weird sitch in general. Like when someone else is giving your child attention, it's just
like oh, okay, but it gets weirder. So then the guy walks.
He was literally the Dalai Lama and he was like, come suck my tongue.
Yeah, exactly. No, he walks away and it's like, okay, cool. That's over. We're just playing, whatever. Then he comes back. This is like 10 minutes later. I think he went to get like a pretzel or something. He comes back and then he walks up to me and says, are you on this flight? Pointing to like the gate that we're at, which I looked and wasn't taking off for like another 4 hours. And I said, oh, no, we're just waiting here. And he said, oh, okay, I'm on this flight. But like, why are you asking me? You want to sit next to me? You want to change our seats? You can sit next to my son? Like, it was weird.
That is the least weird part of that story.
No, that's the most weird. Why are you asking me if I'm on this flight?
Literally just being like, he's just making conversation with you.
No.
I thought it was more weird that this older gentleman was pulling his shirt up to show our child his stomach.
No.
That's yeah, funny.
That would have been weird.
I thought you were going to tell me because like you weren't making eye contact with them and then you make eye contact with them and his shirt's over his head.
Oh God, that would be
That's
weird.
Where I thought you were going with this. But for him to be like, oh, are you on this flight? I don't think that's
Why did he want to know? He wants to like he's hang out with us longer.
He's just out, probably.
No, he's not broing out.
No, because that guy, his wife was telling me he gets in a bad mood when he's got to wait for the flight too. So that's why he had to go get a snack.
All
okay,
right.
My weird, thanks for asking, is within this 3-week time period, I can't remember where you were, maybe the grocery store or something, but you told me some woman came up to you and was like very, what's the word? Surprised maybe at how big our child is for his age. And then she started like kind of, what's the word? Not like hitting him on the back, but kind of hitting him on the back. And the weird part to me was that you could just let this occur.
Okay. Why is your weird literally is my story?
Well, it just...
Get your own weird.
It's more your lack of... You came home and you're like, yeah, this woman came up to us and she was like, oh, he's so big. Oh my gosh, how old is he? And you said like a year and a half. And she's like, oh my gosh, wow, he's so big. And then she started hitting him.
I would call it a very forceful pat.
Like
very
pat
forceful.
On the back.
Extremely forceful.
And then you're like, hee hee hee. Okay.
I was pulling him away and then she kept stepped closer toward me and kept doing it.
That's just fucking wild to me that you were just like, lol, let me take one step back. Oh, you took a step in? Okay, let me take one more step back.
No, then I said,
Instead
I've
like
got to get
literally
him home.
Elbowing this woman in her fucking head and being like, you need to step back. Okay. That is the difference, I think, between maybe those of us from Long Island and those of us from the western suburbs of Chicago. Do you know what I'm saying?
She wasn't being rude. She just was, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're being nice. Why are you touching my child?
Yeah.
Let's just start there. Now,
you know, older people
sometimes.
You were
telling me it was like an elderly person and everything, but it's still like, lady.
I wouldn't say elderly, but older. And she just a forceful, like it was kind of like she was trying to get him to stop choking or something,
like
you know,
burping him.
Yeah. Hard. And I was like, okay. And she's like, he's so big. He's so big. And she kept doing that. And then I finally was like, okay, I need to get him home now. It's nap time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she did it like two more times.
You were like, okay, it's nap time. So I need to leave now, instead of like, you know, punching this woman in the gut, basically. So that's my weird. All right. What's your low?
Okay. My low has to do with you. How funny, because you just stole weird. It kind of has to do with you. I would say that our child is snack obsessed, and we rely on it way too
my
much.
Low.
Oh, I'm stealing it. But listen,
we'll co-low that.
Fine. But this part, I'm probably on my own.
Here we go.
You are, some might say, a little bit, how we say, elitist as a parent, especially when it comes to like not relying on screen time. Like, you are prideful that we don't really do screens.
Right.
Especially as like a diversion, as I think tempting
we don't
do to
that.
Do.
Yeah.
But bro, we do that with snacks so much that I don't think you can be elitist anymore.
First of all, strong disagree. Second of all, okay, it's a tricky situation with the snacks, because I have to manage him and I have to manage your reaction to him.
Okay.
So I have to make sure that he's got snacks. I've got to make sure you've got snacks. It's just too many snacks for everybody.
No, what? This is not an excuse.
Okay, so like a good example, we went to the grocery store the other day, just he and I. And we got probably like halfway through the grocery store. And then he's like absolutely losing his shit. But like, we'd just gotten home from being away for a week. Like, we needed groceries, etc. So like, I still have a lot of grocery shopping to do. Like, there's no avoiding it. I have to. It's not like some other times where like, okay, I'll just get eggs and milk and go home. So right. I had to give him a snack in that moment.
Yeah.
Now, I literally don't know of another option. So I'm coming to you, listeners. Please tell me another option. I'm fine to listen to him scream. I have no problem with that. I can definitely do that. You can't.
No.
Now, that I will also say, I'm not comparing us and saying, I'm good. 'Cause he screams and carries around because of the attachment stuff with you, like way more intensely than he does with me.
Uh-huh.
But the other thing is, he is standing up to try and get out of the cart. And like, you know, there's no situation. So it's like, I guess I would have to leave the grocery store in that situation. Like,
options are leave or give him a snack.
Or there's possibly a third one, but I just don't know what that other solution is.
To like sit with him and be like, okay, let's deep breathe. Okay.
But
like that.
He's 1.5. So right. He's going to be like, I don't know what that means. So
I guess you could just like sit there and wait it out. Let him scream until he's done screaming.
Yeah, but we know that I would be at the grocery store right now, and it was 2 weeks ago. So I think that is a troubling thing. For me, it's definitely a low, because, you know, here's the other difference. Like, the snacks that exist now versus the snacks that existed, you know, 34 years ago or whatever. You know, we can give him like 200 of these tiny rice puffs, and it's like 5 calories. So it's not really that, but it's more just like, I don't want to be giving him all these shitty foods. And then we get home.
And relying on it.
Well, and then we get home from the grocery store. We have all this food that we just bought, and I make him a nice meal, and then he doesn't want to eat anything because he's just spent the last 2 hours eating Cheerios just to get through the grocery store.
You were in the grocery store for 2 hours? Well, that's a you problem, bro.
Not 2 hours, but I could be at the grocery store easily for over an hour. But
okay, well, maybe that's not a trip you take him on.
Well, I mean, what do you
just
want me
an
to
idea
do?
Just an idea. Okay,
anyway, so yeah, that's definitely a shared low. I think
we gotta figure out that. I think need to challenge ourselves to figure out like, what can we do when we're out and he's losing his mind, that's not just like, okay, here's a snack.
We
don't know the answer.
We've tried toys and stuff
out.
Too, but that's like a good example is Target. Like, I feel like there's a department store like a Target, it's a little better because there's more going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
distract.
Yeah. But then in the grocery store, it's just like kind of boring. It's the same shit over and over again, which I hope that he changes his mind on that, because the grocery store is among my favorite places to go.
Yes. It's a venerable playground of deliciousness.
Okay. And you're high.
Well, it's been so long. I mean, there's been so many highs.
I know, there's a lot.
But I guess like, we were in the Dominican Republic with our family, and it was so nice. And I just feel like even in that week alone, like, he experienced so many new things.
Right.
He went in the ocean, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw a lot of like various wildlife. And so we have a dog named Lucy.
This is funny.
I think it's okay to say her name, right? We don't have to protect her.
Probably not.
Identity. And we always say, good girl, good girl, good girl, you know, to her because she is such a good girl.
Very good girl.
And so he started saying that to any animal. So we were in this tropical...
Including pictures of animals.
True. But we were in this tropical land and there'd be these like birds flying by and he would go, oh, good girl. Good girl to the bird or to there's like a little lizard I think that scurried across. He's like, good girl, you know, that's his way of saying an animal. He just says good girl. It's very funny. So I think that's probably one of many highs that we've experienced. What about you?
Okay, I was thinking as somebody who grew up like on Long Island near the ocean, like I was just so excited to be able to take my kid to the ocean. And you know, just being able to sit there on the beach with him,
yeah,
and look at him as he looks at the ocean for the first time, and just like sits there, and the waves come in over his feet, and just like sitting in the ocean, what a wild, like deeply, like existential, sort of connected experience it was. Just to like sit there and experience this with him is just absolutely wild, and I love the ocean and just like being around it, so. That was just a memorable experience, I think, that I'll never forget.
Awesome. And I think I'm going to make the thumbnail for this episode a picture of you and our son wearing his aunt's giant like beach hat.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting and looking at the ocean.
That was really nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Aunt Perry, for lending your hat.
Thank you. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to us this week. We'll definitely be back next week
with a literature
for this
review.
Weekly
Don't
podcast.
Worry. Yes. And we look forward to all of your comments and suggestions for what listener Heather should do with her sticky sitch. If you have a sticky sitch, let us know. We'll feature you next time. Follow us at Probably Okay Parenting on Instagram and just engage. Everybody knows
please,
engagement is the highest form of currency.
It's the highest form of flattery.
And currency, more importantly.
If your child is flashing old men at the airport.
If you lie to the TSA agent only to end up feeling like a complete idiot when she looks you in the eye and proves that you're lying.
If your child is a lover of animals, even in photos, and just petting the photos of animals.
If you might be getting killed by a nanny after you tattle on them to your other co-parent in your child's class, it's probably okay.